We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We are continuing explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought down 39 different malachas, the Echayev and Shabbos, and our Gemara is continuing explaining those malachas. Zok the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, HaZoyre, that means you throw the wheat into the wind to separate it. HaBayr, you separate it. VaToichin means you grind it. VaMerakid, you sift it. So, Vayta Gemara Kasha, Hainu Zoyra, Hainu Bayr, Hainu Rakit. Aren't they the same malacha? They're all malachas of separating the bad from the good. So, isn't it the same malacha? Now, what tak is the difference between Zoyra, Bayr, and Merakit? So, Rashi in the Mishnah says that Zoyra is throwing it to the wind, using the wind to separate the bad from the good. Bayr, Rashi says in the Mishnah, means by hand, and Merakit means with a sifter. So that's what it sounds like from Rashi, that Bayr is dafka behen. But we know it's not true. Rashi, in other places, and the Gemara's Avuya, that Bayr is even with a keli. So Rashi later on, when the fine hand base is different pshat, he says, Zaira, if something is done, it's different times in the process of Sidur the past, these things are done. Zaira is done when it's still with the straw. It separates the straw from the wheat. Bayr is the kernels from the wheat. And harkada is after it's flour ready. You sift it. After it's flour ready, you sift it, make sure everything got out, all the bran and everything like that. So that's the three stages, Zoyra, Bayr, and Rakit, different times. But Mara's kash is that it's the same type of malacha, separating the bad from the good. So why is it three different avos? So the Gemara, Bayav Rav, Adam, Tavayu, Kol Milsa, Dehav, Mishkan, Afikav, Deika, Dedam, Yulah, Choshev, Lah. Anything that was in the Mishkan, any malacha that was in the Mishkan, even though they're similar to another malacha, they are all chashiv, and therefore they are called avos, and they are counted in our Mishnah. Right, the Gemara, if that's the case, l'chashiv nami kaitish, that the way they make a lot of times the wheat, the flour, is they take the chit and take the wheat kernels, and they put it into a little grinder that just loosens the chaff, and the chaff that should fall off. It's called kaitish. And similar to dosh, the threshing where it separates it, they have something called kaitish also. Kaitish is a later stage. In the first stage, the dosh takes the klipa chitzayna, the outside shell comes off the chita, and katisha is the inside klipa. The different stages in taking off the shell and the shafts off the wheat. So the question is, so if we're counting all the stages, so why don't we have a new malacha, a 40th malacha called kaitish? Amabaya shkin ani oichel pita v'lektisha. Since when an ani eats bread, and when he makes bread, he doesn't do ketisha, because his is just flying flour. His is a white flour. He can have more like bran flour. He doesn't need such white flour. Therefore, he doesn't do ketisha at all. Since it's possible to make pas, where ketisha, it's not choshev, and it's not counted. And it's not counted. And Rashi is mashma taka, that it's a taka av malacha, but it's just not counted, since it's not counted sidur the pas. But the Rashash has a kasha on that, if that's true, then before Rav Yechon said, if you do all the malachas, 39, b'chai 40, more than 39. So therefore, other Rishonim say it's a tolda. Tosfos as well has a kasha here, that l'chaira, that even though it's not by pas, but why don't you count it in the Mishkan, it's by Sammanim, you did the Ketisha, when you made the Sammanim. So who cares about an Ani? So he says that the same thing by Sammanim also, Ani also makes Samamanim also, makes dyes also our Ketisha. Back upon him, back to what we said before, it's probably really Rashi and other Rishonim, if it's Av Malacha, most Rishonim learn it's a Tolda, because, and including in Tosfos and Mevorah like that, that it's a Tolda, and therefore, you're not Chayiv when you do it together with the Dosh, because it's a Tolda of Dosh. But Rashi's master is really his own Av, and since it wasn't Choshev, Ani doesn't do it, it's not Choshev, and we didn't count it in the Mishnah. Others say, since it's not Choshev, it's not an Av at all. That's the Smachleikis. That's the Smachleikis we're showing him, if it's Kurdish is an Av L'maisa at all. Rav, so that's Abayi's Teretz. Rav Amar Hamani Rebbe Hidom, always Malachas Abayim Chasa Achas. That maybe it should have been an Av, but Rebbe holds as Xeris Akash, it's only 39 Malachas. He dashes from Eila Hadavarim. Eila is 36, and Hadavarim Varim is 2, and Hadavarim is 3, is 39. So it had to be a kaitish, not an av malacha, because it would have been 40. Break the Gemara says, how do you know what you want to take out? Take out one of the zoyre, bayre, and merake. Take out one of those. Let it be like two and two. Two by dosh and two by bayre. Ela makmarta ke abaya. So Rav is pshat not shugup pshat because you have a kasha on it. So lemaisa let's take abaya. Since the oni doesn't do it, so let's see we learn like the rishonim. It's not an av. Since the oni skips this stage, it's not a choshev enough malacha to count as one of the av malachas. Since it always we skip it a lot of times, therefore it's called a tolda. Don't think about like that. Now we start the sugya of bayir. Tana rabbanon. Hoy lefan of mina oichlin. Someone had in front of him a different type of oichlin. Bayir of oichel. You could bayir and eat yourself. Bayir maniach. You bayir and give to your friends. Like Taisa speaks out, maniach means give to your friends. V'lo yivra. But you shouldn't do bayir. V'mbir chayav chatas. You shouldn't do bayir. If you do it, you chayav chatas. So it's hard to read this braisa. And the Gemara is going to have different pshatim reading the braisa. But just to start, Rashi's goyer is hoy lefan of mina oichlin, not shnei mina oichlin. Taisus's goyer is hoy lefan of shnei mina oichlin. And what's the bayir here? The bayir is there's two oichlin here. But I like one oichel more than the other oichel. That's called bayir. Whatever I want more, and then the other one is considered psoiles, considered the no good stuff compared to this stuff. When it's two oichlin, both are good oichlin. Let's say you have a piece of chicken and a piece of meat that's mixed up together. They're very small pieces, they're mixed together. And I like chicken, not meat. Then the meat becomes psoilus. That's according to Tosfos. He says, Igaris ha'yofanam shnei mina oichlim. Rashi says, not Igaris shnei. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua's dying from Rashi, that he would hold that by two good oichlim, could be there won't be bayir. We paskin like Tosfos. Now, when you have two type of oichlim, that one of them you don't like, and you don't want, then that's called a psoilus. But l'maisa, let's read the braisa again. We don't know what the braisa is talking about. Right? It says, ha'yofanam mina oichlim oichlim bayir miniach. You can eat it yourself, you give it to your friend. My karma, what's the braisa talking about? Hard to read this braisa. It says you should do bayir, then you can't do bayir. Then if you do bayir, you chayav chatas. What's going on? You're allowed to eat for that day, you're allowed to be bayir for that day. For the whole day, for day of Shabbos, you're allowed to be bayir. You can bayir and give your friend for that day. For tomorrow, for Sunday, you're allowed to do bayir, and bayir, chayav chatas. If you do that, you chayav chatas. So it sounds like this is a pshat. By the way, we don't pass like this. But all they're saying is that bayir v'yoyim is a gedur for today, but not for tomorrow. Mask of l'arachista v'chimut lefes bayir v'yoyim. You know, are you allowed to bake for today? V'chimut levash bayir v'yoyim. Are you allowed to cook for today? What does hetem? I do bayir for the day. What does that mean? That makes no sense. Elo amar v'chista different pshat in the brayso. Everyone's struggling to have pshat in the brayso. Mask of l'arachista v'chimut lefes bayir v'yoyim is a mutter. To do, Elam Rechista, Bayer Va'eichel Pachis Mekashir. That was a kasha. Elam Rechista, Bayer Va'eichel Pachis Mekashir. You know what it means? Bayer Va'eichel, Bayer Maniach means that I'm allowed to do less than a shir. Bayer Va'eichel Pachis Mekashir, Bayer Maniach Pachis Mekashir, Ukashir, but a shir, like a shir groigris, like a dried fig, that's a shir of Bayer Lo Yivrar, Ben Bir Chayev Chatos. That means Rechista is saying, you're allowed to do Bayer less than a shir. But just don't do a shir. If you do it, that's chayav chatas. Maskel Rav Yosef, chimutu lefes pachas make a shir. Are you allowed to bake less than a shir? And the way Rashi explains the kasha, the Gemara is asking, l'char chati shir osu min ha-tayra. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, hidichi of chatas leka isur miyiko. The karm l'chati shir osu min ha-tayra. So v'hechik toni baruch ha-tchila. Heke du baruch ha-tchila. Now, Rashi could have said, even if it's osu mid-arabana in the same kasha, but Rashi is saying the truth, that he holds it's osu mid-araisa. Mid Araisa. And the Taisa speaks out, what are the Rabbi Chista thing when he said Pshat? I'm saying he didn't know the Chachi is awesome in the Torah. So he thought that maybe if you do Bayer Pachas Bekashir, that's called Derech Achila. That's what's not called Bayer. But the Kashi is the mind, no, you can't do that. It's Pachas Bekashir is also. So Rashi says, Chachi is awesome in the Torah. It's important just to speak out that the Chacham Tzvi, famous Chacham Tzvi, he holds that there's no Issa Chachi Shir by Malachas. Only Chachi is only Osir by Achila. Only by eating something. That's where you find it. By Yom Kippur, Chatzis Shir Osu Min HaTorah. And this Gemara is a little bit kasha on Rav Chacham Tzvi. Unless he agrees that it's Issa D'Rabbanan. It just means no Issa D'Raisa. That's what Chacham Tzvi learns. And just Rashi is not like the Chacham Tzvi. Rashi is before you're not like the Chacham Tzvi. The Gemara itself, it means Issa D'Rabbanan. That the Chacham Tzvi could agree to. Zog the Gemara, right? So that Rav Yosef shlugged up Rav Chista's pshat. So we're still struggling with a pshat and the Braisa. Elam Rav Yosef, you know what Pshan the Brayis is? Like this. Bayir v'oichel b'yad. You're allowed to be bayir with your hand. Bayir m'niach b'yad. You give your friend with your hand. But k'noyim v'tamchul a yivra. If you use a k'noyim v'tamchul, that's a keli that you use for bayir, but it's not made specifically for bayir. You're using a keli to do bayir. Rashi says the kanayin is like this tube that's narrow on one end and wider on the other end, and you fill it up with the beans and you shake it around, and only the round beans come out, and the psoilus stays inside the tube. So it's a type of keli that you can use for bayir, but it's not made specifically for that. So, b'knayim tam kol yivrav and bira potter of aser over naf v'kivra, both a sifter lo yivrav and bira chayv chatas, a sifter which is made for bayir that you chayv chatas. So, Rav Yosef's pshat is like this: they allowed to be bayir v'yad with a hand. K'knayim tam kol is potter of aser and naf v'kivra is chayv chatas. Maskel Rav Nuna said, I don't like reading the brayse like that. Midi k'knayim tam kol k'siv, it says k'knayim tam kol in this brayse at all. And Rashi says the more could have asked. Does it say Napa Vekivra anywhere here? It's Ikka Chosim and Asefer in the Braisa. That can't be found in the Braisa. Hello, Ram Nuna. Bayer of Eichel, Eichel Matech Psalis. What you're allowed to do is be Bayer Eichel Matech Psalis. I like to take the good out of the bad. You have a bunch of food together, a bunch of rocks. You like to take the food out of the rocks. Bayer Muniach, Eichel Matech Psalis. You like to give your friend Eichel Matech Psalis. Psalis, Matech Eichel, taking out the bad from the good. That law you're very not allowed to do. Then beer, like more to get us, taking out a hair from the food or a bug from the food, that's awesome. Then beer chayev chatos. If you did it, chayev chatos. That's what everyone wants from Shana the Brisa. They let it do it means oichum tech pshelos. What you now do is pshelos tech oichum. Maskav la'abaya, me the oichum tech pshelos. Tony, does it say anywhere here about oichum from pshelos? Does it say anywhere about oichum from pshelos? Don't say anywhere in the Brisa. Elam Abaya, Pshah is like this in the Braisa. Bayer va'oichel alter. You let it be bayer and eat it right away. And what's the heter right away? That's called derech achila. That's not called bayer. That's called while I'm eating. Ubayer miniach la'alter. And you let it be bayer and give your friend right away to eat right away. What does la'alter mean? La'alter means, the Mishnayim say for this Suda. It means for this Suda, right away, right before this Suda, I'm allowed to do it. And the Achrayim speak out, let's say it takes to prepare for a Suda a half hour. So then you're allowed to do it a half hour before, because that's how long it takes to pay for all the things for the Suda. But you're not allowed to do it for later on that day. And if you did do that, then the person is chayev chatos. So fides pshat, fits in the brayse pretty good. Because brayse says, how you follow me to oichel, and bayer v'oichel means right now, bayer v'nich right now, lo yivra for later, ben bira chayev chatos. Amru v'ar abona kamei de rava, amru shaper oman achmeni. They said the pshat in front of Rava, and he said, Abaya is called Nachmeni. He says, Shapam Nachmeni, that is a good pshat. I like that pshat. That's a very good pshat in the Braisa. So, we're coming from this Braisa, that you're allowed to do Bayer la'alter, but Bayer for later, you're not allowed to do Yichayev Chatas. That's what's coming. Just to see a little further. Hoyul in front of Shnei Mina Oichlin Ubirer. Someone had two Oichlin in front of him, and Fi Rashi Nagar is Shnei, same Chalchik says before. Hoyul in front of Mina Oichlin Ubirer Vaoichel, Ubirer Vaniach. You made Bayer and you ate it and gave it to your friend. Rav Ashi Masni Potter. Rav Ashi is a Bryce that says Potter. Rav Yir Medifta Masni Chayev. Yir Medifta is Masni Etz Chayev. Rav Ashi Masni Potter Vaotani Chayev. Said before in the Bryce of Chayev, like Rashi explains, that you can't say we're talking about here that it was Miyad, that it was Meniach la'alter, because then it's Mutzach Atchila. Why do you say Potter? Potter's telling the Potter of Aser. So it must be used for later. I said Chayiv. Like Kasha, V'Kneim V'Tam V'Kneim V'Nap V'Kivra. When it's the Kneim V'Tam V'Kneim, then it's Potter. When it's Nap V'Kivra, then it's Aser. But it would come out from Rashi, the way Rashi learns that the Hatanei Chayiv meant the Braisa before. What should come out in the Chesbon is that Nap V'Kivra, if you're doing it for later, it's chayiv. But if you do it miyad, it should be mutter. That's what it sounds like. We're saying the braisa, it says chayiv, and it says braisa chayiv only by v'yoyim, but la'alta is mutter. And we're talking about napa v'kivra, that's the Gemara answers, the Rashi. So it sounds like it'd be mutter miyad with a napa v'kivra. And that Tosfos says it's not true. A napa v'kivra, even miyad is also. And Tosfos comes out with a different shot of the Gemara, but halacha l'maisa, Tosfos brings out v'yachananel, that there are three dinim b'ber. To make a mutter, you need three things. It has to be la'alter, and it has to be by hand, and it has to be oichol metoich psoilus. That's what comes out. It has to be oichol metoich psoilus. So, and that's halacha l'maisa. In order for bayir to be mutter, you have to take the oichol metoich psoilus, it has to be la'alter. Both those are svaras that make a derech achila. Derech achila is to take the food out, and derech achila is to be miyat. And it shouldn't be with a keli. That's the three halachas that you need to bear to your mutter. And what's called a keli? Anything that's made for sifting, made for separating. So when it comes to a peeler, a potato peeler, it's a big shaila in the achronim. If it's a lot of achronim hold that's made specifically to do bayer, therefore it's aser. Lamaisa, they say over for Ramaisha, it's not a tshuva, but his talmidim say over that Ramaisha held that a peeler was mutter. Therefore, it's a big shaila peeler. And anyone who uses a peeler should ask a shaila to find out if it's a problem. Because avivat it's aser, it might be a shaila of isa deraisa of bayer. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Kosher Avdimi Oma. Shabsa the Rabibi Havoi. There was one time a Shabbos, that Rabibi was the Shamas. He was the one who, you know, in Yeshiva, they had all these very choshev Talmidim. And every week, someone else got the schus to serve the Olam. So Shabsa the Rabibi, like Rashi says, Giyah Yom Lias Oimen Mashamash Al Talmidim. It's his job to serve food to Talmidim. The iklu Rab Amir Asi, came to the table. Shoda kamayu kakal de peri. He spread out in front of them a basket of different peris. Lo yedana, I wasn't sure why he did that. Is it because he held oichom tech shells as aser, and therefore he wanted to scatter it? And if you scatter it, it's no problem of bayer. Or because he wanted to scatter it, that looks like he's being very bright, he's giving you a lot of food. Now, what's the have mean? There's Isser of Eichom Teich Pshailis. So Tyson Abaram speaks out because it wasn't right when they were about to eat. It was a little bit before that. So therefore, it wasn't Miyad, it wasn't La'alter, and therefore, it might be Asa. So he wasn't sure if that was the reason why it was Asa, therefore, he had to scatter it to make that its mutter, or because it was Ayin Yafa. So he wasn't sure. But like upon him, this Gemara, some of the Achrayim bring a raya that if you have a Shaila Bayer, you're allowed to scatter it. Not everyone agrees to it, but in this Gemara, it sounds like you're allowed to scatter it first, that scatters the mixture, and it won't be a mixture. Chizki Yama. Chizki says, HaBayer Tormisim, if someone is Bayer, a certain type of bean called a Tormis, Metaych Psoilas Shlehem, from the Psoilas, Chai. Halach is that the chayif, it's called bayer. Now, I taking the oichel out. You can tell me chizki holds oichel teich shelos aser, and I guess the Gemara was naming it as miyad, or the Gemara has a havin that oichel teich shelos aser. Could be if you Rashi, even before the Gemara said, we're not sure if he holds oichel teich shelos aser or ayin yafa. Could be Rashi learns the Gemara that there's a havin that oichel teich shelos is aser. There's maybe a tzad like that. But like upon him, we see chizki says, you don't take tormisin out of the psalus. Why not? He holds oichel teich shelos aser. And if you think about it, no, Shani Tormisin are different. The Shalki Le Shiva Zimni, because they cook it 7 times. Viloy Shakli Le Masrich, Uksez Echa Adami. So the first Gerson Rashi is Viloy Shakli Le. If you don't take it out right away after you cook it 7 times, it's sitting there. After cooking 7 times, it's very soft. If it would sit there, it would get spoiled. So it's like Pseudos Echa Adami. So since right now it's sitting there and it's called Eichel, and if I would leave it there, it would become psoilus. So by taking out the tormis from here, it's like I'm taking out the psoilus mitaych eichel. That's what Rashi has the first pshat. It's very schwer to understand. Some say pshat is that since if it would stay here, it would be psoilus. So when I take out the tormis, it's like I'm separating the psoilus because I'm making it not psoilus anymore. And that's why it's called psoilus mitaych eichel. Therefore, chizki holds its aser. Rashi has another pshat. He's not goyris b'loy shakilei, b'loy shalkilei. And he's talking about that you cook it a bunch, like 7 times. So after 2-3 times, he took out some of them that were they had to be cooked again. And he took it from the ones that didn't need to be cooked. Some of them were softer, they started off being softer, and they were cooked already. So you're taking out the psoilus, because right now it wasn't cooked yet 7 times, so it's not ready yet. You take out the psoilus from Ta'ichel. So Shach the Shiva Zimni, if you don't cook it, misruch, it gets spoiled. Therefore, you have to take it out, and it's still psoilus right now. You have to cook it again. Like every time they cook, they separate the ones that were cooked already, the ones that weren't cooked, and therefore it's called psoilus teichel. That's the second pshat in Rashi. I in Shom different pshat to Rashi, but it's very very Gemara in Halacha. We pass in a third pshat, like the Rambam's pshat in these words. But al kaponim, there is a pshat why Chizki says, "And I'll do it," because Chizki holds it's like psoilus teichel.